Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been so excited about this interview because I love talking to women leaders. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking with Missy Hughes. She's running for governor, of course. She led the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She was an executive at Organic Valley for 17 years. So she is a female leader in spades and brings incredible economic expertise and knowledge to the table, which I think might set her apart as a candidate. So with all of that as prequel or preview, Missy, thank you so much for making time on a Friday afternoon, no less, to join us. And congratulations on your candidacy for the governor's mansion.
Thanks, Maggie. It's so great to be here. And it is a spectacular Friday, beautiful weather here in Wisconsin. I'm sure everybody is out enjoying incredible colors. And it's a great day here in Wisconsin. It's Chamber of Commerce Day is what we call it in economic development.
Absolutely. Where everybody's out enjoying and finding out what's going on in their section of the state. In fact, I'm going to dedicate the last segment of this show to what's going on around the state this weekend. So I'm with you on Chamber of Commerce Day here, Missy. Let's start with the most obvious question. Incredibly crowded field on the Democratic primary side. You don't have great name recognition. You did one of those, what I'm going to call, really essential and critically important jobs that nobody knows about unless they're very wonky. How do you plan to break through in such a crowded field where you got some big names out there that people do know quite well?
Well, you know, honestly, it's a wide open field right now. First off, it's great that we have so many people who are willing to throw their hats in the rings and give Wisconsin the choice that it needs for the next governor for the state of Wisconsin. So I think I stand apart because I truly have deep, deep business experience. I am not from Madison or Milwaukee, which most of the other candidates are. So I am a little bit of an outsider, but it's really this approach to how do we build an economy? How do we wake up every day, the next governor waking up every day thinking about how do I help Wisconsinites succeed? And I think the experience that I have around the state, working with farmers, working with businesses and communities, will really set me apart when it comes to demonstrating how I can move Wisconsin forward.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I emphasize all the time when I've got candidates on the show and when I talk about what do I think about when I look at candidates, especially in primaries, right? And that is I want to see people that have an established record of accomplishments outside of the political sphere. What have you done? What have you accomplished? So I was thrilled and very excited to see your candidacy because you have that incredible experience. So let's talk about a little bit of it. 17 years as an executive at Organic Valley. We'll get to the WEDC. But looking as a business leader, how do you think that's going to translate into helping to run the state of Wisconsin in an efficient and effective way?
Well, you know, at Organic Valley, I woke up every day thinking about how do I help farmers stay on their farms and pass it on to the next generation. That was our mission at Organic Valley. We had 900 employees who came every day thinking about the same thing. And what's really incredible about that is farmers and farms are small businesses, and they're critically important for our communities and for our overall state's economy. Agriculture and dairy are huge parts of our state's economy. Dairy alone is a $50 billion industry. And so, you know, as governor, I'm going to be able to walk in on day one and understand that whole part of our economy and how incredibly important it is. It's a total of over $110 billion worth of economic impact every year for that part of the economy. But also, I know how small businesses operate. I know what they need to succeed. And I know what big businesses need to succeed. Organic Valley was a big business. And, you know, working across the state with other processors and other cooperatives, it's really critical experience to be able to bring to the East Wing.
Absolutely. And Missy, I'm just going to tell you, watch your collar on your mic.
I got it. Okay, I'll hold it out.
There you go. We want everybody to hear all of the things that you have to share this afternoon. Yep. You know, you struck on something that I think is so very important. The Wisconsin economy is a connected economy between large businesses and small businesses, right? When we look at the manufacturing sector in the state, there are very big, huge, large, I'm going to call them big, big corporations, right? But they are serviced. They get their many of their products, some of the work that they do, the machining, all these things for many of the small manufacturing businesses. You can look at Wisconsin Construction Company, same thing. You mentioned the relationship between Organic Valley and our small farmers. And I think someone that understands that it's not, you can't just focus on one element or one aspect of the economy. You have to understand those interrelationships, how when you hit one thing, it can impact another over here. So let's talk, you had a particular perch from which you could see these very things that we're talking about, not just as a 17-year executive at Organic Valley, but then as Governor Evers' appointee, the first woman to ever hold the seat, for which I also say, yahoo, as the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Let's just baseline set here. For folks that don't know what the WEDC does, what does it do? And then if you can speak to those sight lines that it helped you gain across all of the different sectors, but the interrelationships between smaller, medium-sized, and large businesses in the state and how that translates into what you hope to do as governor.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is the state's lead economic development agency, and we worked across all of our communities to understand what are the community's priorities for success and how can we help with that. So it might be in helping a business expand and create more jobs. It might be with making the main street more vibrant so that the community has places to gather and come together. It might be, you know, taking an eyesore that has been idle for a long time and bringing it back into economic impact. So we worked across the state, and you know, while I might not have the name recognition, WEDC had the impact. And so, you know, my job is to make the connection that the agency that I led has led great projects all around the state and done great work. And really, this is about supporting the communities that want to make themselves better and the community leaders that are coming together to work together. So I had a chance to see big companies like Eli Lilly and Microsoft and Milwaukee Tool succeed in Wisconsin, but also worked with just incredible small businesses from Florence to Cable, Wisconsin, to here where I live in Viroqua in Southwest Wisconsin, just, you know, working every day to make sure that everybody has opportunities. And Maggie, you touched on the kind of the web that is our economy. And key to that is making sure that folks can show up for their jobs when they need to. And in order to do that, you need to have childcare, you need to have healthcare, you need to have the right skills and education. So it's not just about creating good jobs, which of course is incredibly important, but it's making sure that people have the support they need to be able to show up day in, day out. And that's when our businesses succeed, is when their employees and their workers are able to be there in full capacity, you know, with opportunities to make sure that they feel good about what's happening at home, that they have the food security that they need. There's all these pieces of the puzzle that come together to building a really strong economy.
Yeah, having worked in big law and serving really huge entities for a very long time, my opportunities to work with entrepreneurs and small businesses was really revelatory to me and how they view it. The best entrepreneurs, the best small businesses understood that what they need to do is take care of their employees first, that is ultimately the key to that business's success. Specifically, I wanted to ask you, what do you think sets your leadership of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation apart from prior leaders? And what did you bring to the table that you think, again, at the WEDC, whether it's leadership style, the way that you do outreach to different businesses and communities, what do you think is unique about you in that role, and how does it translate, again, into the governor's race?
You know, the perspective that I brought to WEDC was to put the Wisconsinites first and foremost at the center of what we were doing. When I came to the office, you know, it was felt like, oh, we have lots of legislators. Lots of stakeholders. We've got legislators. We've got businesses. We've got the governor. We've got all of these different people
how do we keep everybody happy? And I said, you know, the one person we want to be thinking about is the Wisconsinite and how we can make sure they succeed. And by doing that, you really start to think about people's different perspectives on what they need to succeed, whether it's getting more education. If you're an older Wisconsinite and you want to, you know, have a lifelong learning approach, how do we make sure they get the skills that we need? If you're a high schooler, what do you need to know about Wisconsin in order to succeed? And what do you need to be able to access? So really being as broad-based as we could be and thinking about how to support folks, but also trying to think about it from that perspective, from, you know, that individual's perspective. As a leader, I really tried to make sure that my team knew that their success was my success. And so working with them, I wanted to know them to know that they were valued and that by being valued, they would become valuable to the whole state. Mm. What folks don't realize is how passionate we have in our government workers about wanting to succeed every day. And I tell you, the team at WEDC showed up with Wisconsin on their mind and thinking about how to make sure Wisconsin succeeded.
We've got just a bit over a minute left, Missy. Let me zero in on a question. What did you hear most frequently from small business owners? Was there a through line that you saw in your time leading the WEDC that you think can be better addressed if you're in the governor's office?
I have to give first a compliment to our small businesses because what I saw is a through line. And remember, I was secretary through the pandemic, through the recovery from the pandemic, was an incredible resiliency and persistence. And just the willingness to show up day in, day out and do the work because they were there for their workers, they were there for their family. And what I would say coming as the governor would be, how can I support them in that persistence and that resiliency? How can I help them be as strong as they need to be and maybe relieve some of the stress that they experience, you know, through ups and downs and through unpredictability? What they're seeing right now with unpredictability is so cruel as far as the stress that it's causing for businesses and for Wisconsinites.
For farmers in particular, I've spent some time, especially on this program, talking with folks that run family farms and the uncertainty is I think something that is weighing so heavily on folks. Very briefly, Missy, and then we'll take care of some messages, come back and continue this conversation. When I think about farmers in Wisconsin and what we're struggling with right now, especially given the tariffs that we're seeing on the federal level, the decimation that's happening for our soybean farmers, but just the difficulties that this uncertainty in federal economic policy is bringing in our agriculture sector, how do you plan to address that?
Well, you know, what is really hard is the disruption of the markets. And when you look at soybeans in particular, you know, we had well-established markets that are being disrupted. And one of the things that we need to do is to help farmers diversify, to help farmers find additional markets, and to continue to be as innovative as we can to help them get through this unpredictability.
Folks, I can't wait to ask her more questions. I hope you can't wait to hear the answers. I'm talking to Missy Hughes. She's a candidate for Wisconsin's governorship. We're going to continue this discussion. We're going to continue to dig into why would anybody who's a marketable business executive want to get into politics, electoral politics? My goodness. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.